Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Siciliano back on the show. The founder and the president of the organization called Your CFO for Rent, which is he's a nationally known speaker on financial management. He's the president and the founder of Western Management Associates. He's the author of the outstanding book Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, and it really is that. My friends, and he's our good friend Gene Siciliano. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. CFOforRent.com, right?
That's right.
So check that out. Okay, Gene, we're all going to leave our businesses one way or the other, head first or feet first, right?
That's right.
It'd be a good idea to have a plan, right?
Well, if you're not going to go feet first, you got to have a plan. In that case, somebody else worries about it.
Uh-huh.
But if you have the benefit of being able to think it through, you got to have a plan, because you want to have realize the best value for yourself for what you have built for however many years. And to do that, you don't just say, I'm going to sell the business or I'm going to give it to my kids and that's all going to happen next month. It's not going to happen next month. And by the way, whether you're going to give it to your kids or whether you're going to sell it to somebody else, the approach and the plan and the things you got to do to get the best for that event is very different. And I read an article, the thing that prompted this idea in my head was an article I read recently where an author referred to a succession plan and an exit plan as the same thing.
Hmm.
And they really are not. They're very much different. And I really wanted to put that word out to folks. So
right.
That's kind of what I think is...
No, they're quite different, especially at the closing table, right? Especially when things are being scrutinized, they're different on many levels. They're different on how the business is capitalized. They're different on how you divide everything up. They're different on how you deal with the property involved. I mean, the result is the same. The founder, the current owner, ultimately exits the business, and hopefully with something in their hands. But the process has some similar elements, but there's almost as many different as there are similar, aren't there?
Actually, I think there are more differences than there are similarities.
You may be right.
You're right. The one similarity is ultimately the owner exits. But what happens between now and then is so very different. I mean, think about it, for example. In the case of a succession plan, whether it's your siblings or the management team of the company, either way, you're passing the company to someone who already has some familiarity with it, perhaps some in-depth familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to exit. You're probably going to sell it to somebody who knows nothing about the company on the front end, maybe not even about the industry, maybe a financial buyer who just wants to buy something that's going to make enough money for a good return on their investment. So you're transferring the company to people who know it and people who don't know it, very different.
No question. There's no question about it. So let's take the and the thing is every owner who has any family members at all who's thinking about their exit, they have both of those considerations, right? Do I sell it to someone that I don't know, or do I pass it along to my family? How do I if I sell it to someone I don't know, how do I find that person? If I pass it along to my family, how do I make a deal that fits both of us and doesn't ruin my family?
Yeah, that's the first set of decisions.
The succession plan is dangerous, isn't it?
Well, it's dangerous if you go about it haphazardly. If you really think it through and you go through the process of saying, all right, if I'm going to give it to my kids, do they have the ability and the interest both?
Mm-hmm.
To be able to take it over.
But you said give, and that's another big decision, right? Am I going to give it to him or am I going to sell it to him?
You bet. Yeah, that's give it to him, sell it to him. Yeah, I suppose that's a big set of decisions there. But in most cases, the owner who's built a business up over the years, even if he's passing it to his kids, wants something out of it. He's either going to sell it to them for some amount, which may very well be funded ultimately by the company, or he's going to give it to them and get a continuing flow of income. Typically, unless it's a very small business, he's not going to walk away and say, okay, I've already gotten everything I want out of this business.
A friend of mine worked in the business with his dad for a number of years. His dad got to be mid-70s. He tossed him the keys and he said, I need this much money sent to this account every month, otherwise the rest of it's yours.
There you go.
That's what he did. And he did. They did that, both of them, till they both died. The old man first, then the son. Hey, hold on to that thought. CFOForRent.com is the website for our good buddy Gene Siciliano. We're going to talk some more about the difference between an exit strategy and a succession strategy after these messages. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in old diapers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.